Good morning. You're tuned in to Raven Radio, KCAW in Sitka. My name is Brooke Schaefer, and I'm in the studio this morning with two guests, Krista Perala, who is the lead Indian Child Welfare Act, or ICWA, case worker, and Doug Osborne, the Child Advocacy Center Program Manager. Thank you both for being here this morning.
Good morning. Thank you for having us.
Good morning.
It's great to have you both here. We're here to talk about a challenging topic, but I think you both have a lot of helpful things to bring to listeners. We're here to talk about April being Child Abuse Awareness Month, and maybe I'll turn to you, Doug, just if you can kind of lay the groundwork for what exactly that is.
Yes. So we both work at the Social Services Department at the Sitka Tribe of Alaska, and for several years, the Social Services Department has been helping to promote activities and ideas and awareness around Child Abuse Prevention Month. All over the country, people are having these conversations, and so we're bringing that to Sitka. And so we've had some events in the past, and we have more that are coming up, and that's what we're excited to talk about today.
Okay, great. Well, let's move right into, there's an event coming up tomorrow, and I think, Doug, maybe you want to introduce that one for us.
Yeah, tomorrow we have a documentary. It's called We Breathe Again. And it is a hour-long film that is shot in Alaska and has all Alaskan stories. Very powerful film and important one to see. So it's tomorrow at the Sitkakwan Nakahiti. It's at 6:30. And it goes 6:30 to 8, so we have some time for some discussion at the end. So it's free. It's open to the community. It's an important movie. It's a powerful movie. We hope that people will come out tomorrow night, Friday, to the Sitkakwan at 6:30 p.m.
And is this a child-friendly event, like for a family to come to, or is it more for an adult audience?
It's more for, if they put a rating on it, it would not be for kids. It's got some heavy topics, and it's about resilience as well, but it's also about the challenges and intergenerational trauma. So I would say kind of teenage on up.
Okay, great. And I know that you've both seen the film. Krista, maybe I'll turn to you for what your experience was with the film.
So throughout my career, we've talked about child welfare. One of the many topics that do come up throughout my profession is intergenerational trauma, historical trauma, and what we can do to help prevent suicide amongst youth and everything. And this kind of highlights that. So not only are they all Alaskans, but they're Alaska Natives. So it's really a great video for Alaska Natives to come watch, allies, people that want to know more about our, where we are as people. And so when I watched it, it was very eye-opening to me, and to see the struggles, like Doug was talking about, for our people, but also the resiliency. So it was really heartwarming to me, and really opened my eyes and really made me enjoy the movie.
Okay. And Doug, do you have anything you want to add about your experience watching it?
Yeah, I think it was so neat to see these small Alaska communities, and they do have this past and present and future, and it's intimate stories. It's a handful of people, but I think it's one that you'll enjoy seeing, and some breathtaking scenery as well. It's the northern part of Alaska, and you'll see, you may see people that you know and recognize. So come on out tomorrow night, Friday, Sitkakwan at 6:30, and we'll have a nice film and discussion.
Yeah, it sounds really interesting, and it's nice to hear what you were referencing, Krista, kind of that we get a foundation for understanding intergenerational trauma, but that there's this piece of resilience and, mm-hmm. and hope, and that's always nice for people struggling with things. So that sounds wonderful. And as Doug, you said, it's free and anyone can come, but if people have questions or want to check in beforehand, they can email someone, if I'm correct. I'll give her email address.
Yeah, Jolie is also works at this Children Advocacy Center that STA started a few years ago with partners. And so she's taking the lead on a lot of these April Child Abuse Awareness Prevention Month. So you can call her or shoot an email or just come tomorrow night.
Okay, great. Well, we have another event coming up, or you have another event coming up on Saturday. And Krista, can you tell us what that event is?
Yeah, so on April 22nd, Saturday, I'm doing a luncheon talk. It's for the community. It's called Let's Talk Healthy Relationships. It's a curriculum made by Prevent Child Abuse Vermont. So it's a a curriculum that I trained on. And what it is showing the community on ways that we can prevent sexual or child sexual abuse, but also like seeing signs, and also how do we talk to children and youth about it? Because it's like we all said, it's such a heavy topic. So if you feel the need to really protect our community and want to learn new ideas on how to spot possibly grooming and child sexual abuse, please stop by. It's a free event. It's on April 22nd, and it's from noon to 1. And as an added bonus, we have a lunch that will be provided and also childcare. You can register at sickatribe.org. And from there, they'll be on the right side of the webpage. It'll be a little flyer and the registration. You don't necessarily have to register. We just want the community to come out and really learn about this important topic that seems to always be kind of taboo. And we want to bring it to the forefront for our community to feel more comfortable about talking about this and also talking about it with their children.
Wow. Okay. That sounds wonderful. So sitkatribe.org if you want to register, but anyone can come noon to 1 at Centennial Hall.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And then if they have questions about this event, could we also share your phone number?
Yeah, of course. Thank you. My phone number to reach me is 747-7359.
Okay, wonderful. Thanks. And then I also want to share the email for reaching Jolie, which is jolie.tully@sitkatribe-nsn.gov. And that's anyone who has questions before coming to the movie. But of course, you can just come and maybe get those questions answered there. That one is going to be Friday, April 14th. And just to circle back around, Krista, to sort of who your event is for, we mentioned that this movie is for kind of adults and older. The luncheon, there's going to be childcare provided, so families can come to this.
Yeah, please do. The children will be in a separate room with my wonderful co-workers. Excuse me. And anybody in the community, please come. Like I was saying earlier, any little inkling in your stomach that you think, man, maybe I need to learn more about this, please stop by. I would love to chit chat and spend some time with our community to learn more about this. So yeah, anybody, please come. If you have children, don't let that hinder you from coming. We have safe hands and loving hands that will take care of your children while we talk about this heavy topic.
Okay, wonderful. This is excellent. Just to wrap things up, this is Child Abuse Awareness Month. And Doug, I think you have maybe some more information about general information about resources on this topic.
Yeah, one thing all over the state that happens this month is people try to highlight what would you do if you did see a child that you were thinking that there could be abuse or neglect or something, if you saw a child in need. And we all, you know, raise kids together. So there is a number, an 800 number. It's 1-800-478-4444. Or you can email reportchildabuse@alaska.gov. And so this is a system that we have in our state. And so people from all over the state will call in. And that's how you would call in if you had a concern. And so it's important to, if you do see a youngster who's struggling, to make that report. So there's a lot of people that are considered mandated reporters, but anybody in the state can call this 800-478-4444 and at least say, yeah, I see something. I'm a little worried about this, and make that known, make that report known. So that's something that people can do as well this month or any month.
That's right. Yeah. What a wonderful resource. Well, so just to repeat, Friday, April 14th, 6:30 to 8 p.m. for the film We Breathe Again at Cheatkakwa Nakahiti, free and open to teens and up. And then Saturday, April 22nd, free luncheon, Let's Talk Healthy Relationships. That's at the Centennial Building from noon to 1. Thank you so much, Krista and Doug, for being here this morning.
Thank you, Brooke. I really appreciate it.
Thank you.
And thank you, listeners, for tuning in to Raven Radio, KCAW in Sitka.